Thank you, Lord. I told Connie we might be a little shy, but we're not as shy as I thought, because I know of six or seven families that are on vacation this week, and then we've got the group that went down to Baton Rouge. We had the bus parked in the garage, but you still had to carry your luggage to the garage, and then John parked in the way. And we couldn't find the keys to move the van, so I was back and forth. So by the time I got home to get ready for church, I was totally wet. It's like, oh, this is awesome. And then Teddy, our little dog, he cut the back of my wife's leg, so we had to deal with stereo stripping and patching that. So it's been an awesome morning. And then Jeff, I don't know if Jeff had to leave or not. Keep Jeff. Jeff, did he leave? I think he was going to run home. Yeah. His father, 89, got scammed yesterday. So adults, children, anybody on the telephone that tries to get money from you, just hang up. Because if they're serious about getting money from you, they'll come to you personally. Any pressure whatsoever. They literally called and act like the grandson. And said that he was in an accident and that he needed money. He's trying to keep himself out of jail, and he would have to go to jail if he didn't send money. And did it in such a way that it was pretty convincing in what Jeff picked up. But I'm not going to tell you the amount, but unbelievable what they're doing now. And that's where you want to say, get them, God. But that's not what God does. But God will get them a different way, that's for sure. I mean, it takes a low individual to play that game. Low individual. God bless them. They need Jesus. You could never do that if you had Jesus. Could never do that. I'm going to be, title of the message this morning is I'm His. And I'm going to let this little short video, Bill, if you're ready, I want to show this little short video, and then I'm going to kick off from there. When I listen to it, we'll get into it. Let's just show that video.
I don't even realize it yet, but I'm learning a lot from you. Thanks for teaching me to be brave, even though sometimes I'm still scared, for encouraging me to pursue my dreams, even when they seem impossible. For showing me grace, even when it's easier to get mad. For showing me the world is a wonderful place, even when it's hard to understand. For showing me how to trust and be trusted. Showing me how to work hard and have fun. For setting the bar high, even though it's difficult to reach. For meeting me on my level and teaching me about your world. For showing me how to be strong, but also how to be gentle. But most of all, thank you for showing me that even if I do all these things, they'll have the most meaning if I realize my worth in Jesus. You show me that I'm your son, but above all, I'm His.
Wasn't that good? You know, I think sometimes the way this generation and others were raised, and many even still out there in the religious group, that it's what you do. It's how you do it, and you got to accomplish it. And it's so exciting to know that God is moving in the realm, and has been for a while now, to come to that place of recognizing that when you spill the milk, He didn't mean to. But see, it used to be, it was all performance. It used to be how good you were, it's how close you were to God. And what made it difficult was then the father, by the way, happy Father's Day. Then the father felt like, because of the performance that he was raised in, the performance that he was taught at church, then he couldn't really be himself, and he couldn't cry, and he couldn't say he was sorry. Well, see, that's slowly changing. The most important thing we can do, it's about Christ. It's about his mercy. And if you can live, men and women, if you can live humble before all of that, then your children and those around you will be raised to know what the real truth is. Because one of the things I can remember the most is how many times in our family that we dumped milk over, that we dumped food over. And, you know, you had those, we had 75 people in our family, it seemed like. And you had all those things you stuck in between your table to make your table 14 miles long, table leaves. Well, each one of them had cracks. Yeah. And y'all remember, when the milk spilt, you tried to stop it before it got to the crack. Well, you know, my family treated it properly, but I know of families that I was around that if that happened, the child got beat. And all they were trying to do was grow up. An interesting part, as I went over my notes, sometimes the men or the fathers are more immature than the children. They really are. They come to the place of recognizing, I mean, they're still just like a child because they've not found out who they are in Christ and not found out that they don't have to perform for God to be happy. God's happy no matter how much you spill your milk. It's not going to change how he feels about you. You know, it says in 1 Corinthians 11:1, imitate me just as I also imitate Christ. Paul was trying to get across, because you remember Paul, his whole teaching, well, it's not law anymore, folks. It's not law. It's Christ. It's Christ. It's Christ. It's Christ. So he purpose to live that way. Did he fall short? Absolutely, he was a person. But he was trying to get across to all of us in the Word that it's not works, it's not performance, it's not how good you are to get close to God. It's just you just need to know that God is in you and you are a part of what he's doing and he is a part of what you're doing and it's all okay. How much pressure that takes off. You know, sometimes I get leery of all the push on the sports because, you know, you want to have a good time of sports and you want to enjoy, but why is it that we're trying to make our kids be what we couldn't be? And yes, they enjoy it and some are going to be really good at it, but are we driving their abilities, which will fail, stronger than which will never fail? Are we pushing them to say, well, we got to drive 14 million miles so you can be so good, so we can be impressed, so you can be impressed, to show who you are, to show what you are, when that has nothing to do with who you are and what you are. You are in Christ. Because the person that can't do anything and the person that can do everything is just as important to God in Christ. But we've got to come across and recognize. So we as fathers, and all of us, we have to imitate Christ. Now that's not performance, because you'll perform when you know who you are. When you learn love, you become love. When you learn you're righteous, you become righteous. When you learn who you really are and that you're an overcomer, you talk overcoming. You walk overcoming. When you learn mercy, his mercy, you're merciful. When you come to these places of recognizing that nobody's like you, you all recognize that? Look around. It's amazing. There's nobody here that's identical. Even the Tyndall triplets are not identical. No one's identical. So we've got to recognize that in that, how can we expect them to be anything but in Christ, because they're an individual in how he made them. But we as people got to come to the place of recognizing the Father is the Father. Proverbs 22:6 tells us to Train up a child in the way he should go. Even when he is old, he will not depart from it. I always seen that is, brush your teeth, brush your teeth, brush your teeth, brush your teeth, brush your teeth. Work hard, work hard, work hard, work hard. Don't do this, don't do that, don't do this, don't do that, don't do this, don't do that. And you train them up, don't do this, don't. Then when they get old, they won't do this, they won't do that. Well, there's truth in that. And we have to do that because we train everything. We're beings of habits. If you drink a Dr. Pepper every day, you'll have a hard time not drinking a Dr. Pepper every day because you've trained yourself to do that. If you drink a beer every day and your child sees you drink a beer every day, guess what that child will do? Good or bad, I'm not saying that. I'm just telling you, we train them up by the way we live. Now, how much more important, like this little video we've seen, how much more important would it be? You want to do all this. You want to lift, you want to guide them. The Bible even tells us to steer them in the direction that they're gifted. We want to do all of that, yes, but you want to do that with the attitude and the heart of Jesus being in Christ. And the most important thing, son, daughter, if you don't quite make it, it's okay. Do the best you can do. All God wants is you to be who you are. And then when they fail, and they will because you did, You mess up every day. Why is it we've got to make our children be perfect every day? Let's come to the place of just relaxing and let God have them every day. Are they going to make mistakes? Well, yeah, and a lot of it is they've been watching you. You know, it's interesting. No, the neighbor caused it. You know, young people as they're growing up, you know, I might even go growing up to 30s. They're the center of their own universe. They demand their way. They have temper tantrums when they don't. They're unresponsible. They're insensitive to others' needs. Guess what? I know adults that are just like that. But see, we've got to come to the place of recognizing that all of this is God's maturing us, and I'm not cutting anybody down here. I make mistakes every day. A lot of people don't see my mistakes, but I think wrong sometimes. I do things wrong sometimes, not meaning to. Why do we put such a trip on those that we're raising? Yes, we have to direct them. Now, you got to keep it to a balance. We've got to recognize that. You know, I keep going back to this dog that we love. But there's still things that he does that drives me crazy. But then when he rolls over and you rub his chest and he's... Have I wanted to just boot him out the house? Oh, yeah. But yet I got to remember it. He's a longtime puppy. And he's growing. But my attitude, the more we've done a little bit of study on how you treat animals. And the more I recognize that my attitude, Connie's attitude toward this animal that loves us, can determine how this dog is going to act even as a dog. Could you imagine a person, folks? Get a hold of this. And if you was raised under law and you was raised under performance, you know the old thing, clean your room. Or you can't do. That's performance. You say, well, what do? You love them. You go help them clean the room. You show them how to clean the room. I don't want to get into all of that. But if you don't do, you don't do. If you better straighten it up or else. Is that what God does to us? Come on. See, I would be gone. That's like when I was sharing with a few people. I drove too fast coming across the bottoms just recently in my car. Didn't even pay attention. I was just, my mind was where it goes. And I looked down and I'm not even going to tell you that. I mean, I would have been in prison. I'd have been took straight to jail in my car and pounded the speed I was going. You'd have thought I was running a NASCAR track. I was doing 105. I thought I was running 60, 70. I knew I was a little over because I thought, I'm really coming up on his car fast. And I went, I didn't just let off the gas, I put on the brake. I made a mistake. And the policeman, I don't think he could have had mercy on me at that speed. But come on. We've got to recognize when we make mistakes, and we've got to recognize we've got a big God, but we've got to live this same way as an example. You are being watched, not just fathers. You are being watched mothers. You are being watched grandpas, grandmas. You are being watched. I'm amazed how much Garrett and Gavin, wow. I'm amazed how much Aubrey and Drew watch us in all that we do. Everything goes on. They watch. Drew told, they're in Florida on vacation, and Drew said, I want to go home. I miss Grandpa. That's pretty cool. But I got to make sure when he sees me and he hears me that he learns who I am in Christ. Because if he sees me in Christ, then he'll know that he's supposed to be in Christ. Well, what's in Christ? See, that's the thing that many people don't understand. See, we got to recognize if you're in Christ, you've learned through the scriptures. You know, 2 Timothy 3:14. Go there real quick. That's the only one I'm going to read out of the Bible here. It was, I'll quote to you. 2 Corinthians 3:14. No, 2 Timothy 3:14. Probably read it on the board. Yes. It says, but you must continue in the things which you have learned, and be assured of knowing you whom you have learned them, and that from childhood you have known the Holy Scriptures, which are able to make you wise for salvation through faith, which is in Christ Jesus. We learn the Scriptures. That's how you find out who you are in Christ. When it makes statements like in Colossians 2:10, we are complete in Him. Well, when you read that, when I read that in my old covenant way, when I read that in performance way, I just went right on by it. Well, fact is, I am exactly what it just said. I am complete in Him. Everything I'll ever need, everything that I'll ever have to have, Christ has done that for me. I'm totally forgiven. The song we had from Laura, we're redeemed. All the stuff that I mess up, I'm covered. The things I'm going to do today that I don't want to do today, I'm covered. The things that I'm going to do tomorrow that I don't even have any idea where I'm going to be, it's covered. The things that I did in my past. You say, Pastor, you did bad stuff in your past? We didn't want to go there. I have been redeemed. But see, I know I'm complete in Him. I know that in 1 Corinthians 15:22 it says, in Christ we have been made alive. I no longer am walking a dead spirit. I'm no longer walking a person operating out of the mind, will, and emotions. I'm working that the Spirit inside me that I know I have is leading me and directing me. That conscience that I have, that Holy Spirit is speaking to me, that unction that you have, that I feel like I should do this, that's the Holy Spirit. I have that in me. I'm totally alive in Christ. Every one of you is here. When you do something wrong, no one has to tell you, because the Holy Spirit's lovingly saying, readjust. You're forgiven. Readjust. See, I used to think, oh, God's going to get me. Oh, that happened to me because of what I did. Oh, no, no. When I do something wrong now, my first thoughts now are, thank you, Lord, that you're forgiving me. Thank you, Lord, for your mercy. Now, see, why am I bringing this up? Because as we live this way, fathers, your children are going to see that. Your wife is going to see that. The people around you are going to see that. They're going to recognize there's something different. They're not talking about their mess. They're talking about their future. They're not groveling in what took place. They're not saying, oh, I'm so sorry for what I did. They do that and they deal with that, but that's not the emphasis. The emphasis is I have been forgiven. I am a new creature in Christ. Old things have passed away. 2 Corinthians 2:14 says that He leads me into victory. Yeah. How much different it would be. I wished I could back up. When my first one come into life, and my second one come into life, and my third one, and I could know more of what I know now about living this way. Because I was a parent that was raised by parents that were raised by parents that were all raised in religious situations. I was blessed with a godly father and a godly mother. But they still, folks, raised me in areas that after you see in the scripture, it's like, little adjustment there. That's why it's important to get into the scripture and find out for yourself what you should be doing. Well, it's real easy. Just live like you are what it says. You've been forgiven. You've been in Christ. You are there. He never leaves you. I never knew that. I never knew that he never leaves me and never forsakes me. I never knew that I was ever in Christ. I was in a church that never taught any of that stuff. I never knew that I could always be victorious. I never knew how powerful my words were. I never knew how secure I could be. I can remember, folks, most of my young life up until the time that I got, when I was working at the mines, I was so insecure. I walked looking down. That's why my shoulders, I have trouble keeping them back, because I walked looking down all the time because I felt so insecure about my life. My father had to work 7 days a week, second shift. I had two sisters above me, my mother, two sisters above me, and two sisters below me. Scott was way down the package. He wasn't here yet. And I was caught in the middle of five women. Wow's right. So in that, doing their best, and everybody doing their best, I still had things that went on that when I was like, ah! So in that, I had insecurities. We go on, go on, go on. Now, I've come out of 99% of that, but still, I still can catch myself looking down. When I got things going on in my mind, I tend to not make contact with people because I'm dealing with stuff. I got to work on that, because if I don't work on that, my grandchildren and my kids are going to see me and they're going to be exactly the same way. But see, then, God did a switch in my life, and I can remember as plain as can be. We used to go to what they call a wash house, where all your filthy coal mining clothes was up on baskets. You pulled up a chain, so all the dirt was up there. And I can remember walking into the wash house, and for the first time, I remember seeing all these clothes hanging that I knew was there, but because I was always so insecure in my life, I never looked up. But when my life changed, I went, "Are you kidding me?" Well, so then I started noticing people. I started making eye contact with people. I started talking to people eye to eye. You're the best one to ever talk to because you never take your eyes off. What a difference. But see, when you're raised differently than that, that's how you are. Come on, come on. What it does, listen. What it does to your life when you're not in works. You should have done it this way. You should have done it that way. Son, it'd been better if you would have done this. But God loves you, and it'll be all right. You'll get better. I'm teaching Richard how to put mud on. We're going to be remodeling in here. So we're going to do a lot of all those holes in the back wall. We got all this patching. We're doing the boys' bathroom over here now, the men's bathroom, boys' bathroom, the men's bathroom over here. So Richard had to do some patching. So I'm showing him how to do it. Well, he's never done it before. So that's pretty good. That's pretty good. Now come back. Now if you do it this way, oh, yeah. And he was excited because he was getting it. Now, did he get it perfect? No. Jeff can do it perfect because Jeff did it for a living. I'm not that good, but I can get it good enough, get paint on it, let's move on. But that's how we come. Well, they never did learn from me. Well, sometimes it's a teacher. See, what you are is what the people around you are going to be. I look around at some of these young people that have got kids. You got the advantage now if you'll just do what this says. If you'll just find out who you are. So you start, you know, what happens is, you know the scripture, 2 Corinthians 5:17, you are a new creature in Christ. We should just stay on that scripture. Because you're not as good as old Ron was. He's new when he got born again. I didn't know it at 12. I didn't know it until I was 32. I am a totally new person. Well, in that new person, then I need to get my shoulders back. I have the, folks, if you're born again, if you're born again by the internet, you have the fullness of Christ. You have everything you'll need. You have every victory. You are an overcomer, even though it doesn't look like at times. Jeff come in, he said, I don't know how much more can be thrown on me. You know, the devil's just hit me. I said, I know. I understand. I had a morning like that too. Isn't there a song like it, a morning like this? That's not it. We all have them. Sometimes you get up and everything's just great. But we all have them. But see, when you recognize them and you go, now wait a minute. The name, we sang the name of Jesus. Man, you talk about the gospels. Take the pill. Take Jesus and whatever you're going through. All right, Lord. I recognize that I'm getting a little unraveled here. I give it to you and I thank you that I'm in Christ. I thank you that all the stuff that's going on is just little foxes trying to pull me down. I thank you that I'm going to be okay. I thank you that I'm still breathing and I'm still making it. I'm going to be okay. I am a new creature in Christ. And when you're a new creature in Christ, you start showing up. When you're a new creature in Christ, you start throwing your heads back. You have a confidence. That's the word I need. You have a confidence like you've never had before. You face situations, even if you don't know they're coming, it's like, really? It's going to be okay. Kevin going through a tough time now, folks. That's Dad. All of a sudden now Dad had the stroke, and it didn't affect like me a little bit with my arm and my hands and my speech. It affected the other side of the brain where he now knows nobody. That's tough. You want to believe that that all comes back, and he knows his family. Pray for Sherry, the mom, and Sherry. But in that, his strength is Christ, and in that, and he knows it, and in that, he's going to carry that. Absolutely. And when he goes in and when he sees other people, he's going to be able to portray, it's going to be all right. Dad's going to be all right. He's going to be all right. And if he doesn't make it through it, he's still going to make it through it. Because we know he knows Christ. Mm-hmm. Come on. Yep. But somebody's following me. Somebody's watching you. They're paying attention to how you act and react to everything you do. And they're being trained, many of us, they're being trained to perform like they perform because they see it all the time. I mean, you spill a glass of milk and you take their glass and you throw it across the room and you knock them out of the chair, how do you think they're going to do when they get bigger? And all that's doing is encouraging them to be that way with every situation in life. How are we going to handle those things that hit us? Lisa gave an example. We're firefighters. Everybody here, you're a firefighter. Every time you come into a situation, you're supposed to be mature enough to put the fire out and not add to the fire. You're supposed to say, okay, this right now, this is my place. This is going on. He spilled the milk. Oh, son, man, bummer. You should have put it over here. And you got to be more careful, but it'd be all right. Let's clean it up. How much more confident is that child going to be in the next thing in life when they see? Or, what about when you really goofed with your children, men, and you recognize, oh, I shouldn't have done that. I shouldn't have hollered at them, or I shouldn't have knocked them off the chair, or I shouldn't have. See, we were trained that a man don't cry. We were trained that a man, whatever he says, it says. That's not what Christ did. If I'm in Christ, and I know who I am in Christ. Y'all. And when I know who I am in Christ, then I'm going to say, oh, Joey, forgive me. I am so sorry the way I acted. I shouldn't have been that way. I need to ask for your forgiveness the way I was. Now, let's work on what just took place, and let's don't go there again. I've told you and told you. Yeah, I got forgiven and 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 got forgiven. See, when you know who you are, you come to that place of recognizing that you are complete. You know, Philippians 1:6, it says that he will complete the work. Now, that's not just for your children. That's for you. You say, well, I'm the father of this house. No, you mess up as much as your kids do. You just mess up bigger. You buy trucks without air conditioning, now you got to suffer the consequences of being stuck with a truck. Especially the last couple of days. And then you had to put a battery in it. We don't want to get into all that. See, your children, men, we're talking to fathers, but women too, listen. Your children are individuals. You have got to treat them like little grown-ups, little bitty. Yes, they do things, yes, but you got to work that out of them with love. You've got to love. The Bible says that Christ, you're pulled to Christ. You're drawn to Christ by his love. So if I learn who I am and I'm his, and I, as the father of the house, operate like his, then my children are going to see me as the Heavenly Father is, because they don't know him yet. And they learn that he's a forgiving father, and he knows I'm an individual. He knows I got maybe a longer way to go than the next one. I'm unique. Then that child or the people around you are going to see themselves as unique when you carry yourself as unique. When you carry yourself as an individual, when you carry yourself that has had mercy, when you carry yourself as if you've been forgiven, when you carry yourself as when you say, I am sorry, when you carry yourself, then they're going to carry their self, and the generations to come are going to get stronger and stronger. Folks, we've got to look what's going on in the world. I mean, we had some situations last night where some people got shot. It's just, it's a daily thing now how crazy people are getting. We had this, whoever these people were that ripped off Jeff's dad. I mean, his dad designed some stuff at the coal mines at the Temple that is being used now all over the world. A highly intelligent man, but because he got caught in that moment by somebody that's crooked. That's why we've got to stand our ground, and we've got to be who we are. We've got to face the music, but we've got to be in Christ to do it all. We've got to recognize. You know, Jeremiah 1:5 said that he formed you. You know, as I read that, it says, I formed you, and I knew you before. Before. Everybody in here, everybody by the internet, Christ knew you before you even was thought about by anybody else but him. So his goal is for you to be like him here on earth. And we are his. I mean, we are his. He loves you like, you know, we don't even have a comparison of that love. But when we get to the place of recognize who we are in Christ and that he is, see, folks, the most important thing that we can do as fathers or as just individual people is to know this very fact that I am absolutely I'm in love with him, but fact is, he loves me no matter what I do. And when you can get that, you just relax in his presence. You know, I wish people could accept people like our dog accepts us. And you all that's got pets, you know what I'm talking about. I mean, you can have a bad day and just not talk to him. Just get out of the way. But he just still comes back, looks at you with them eyes like, and rolls over like, come on, let's play. Ours has got this, I guess it's the breed. He's got these silly squeaky toys. And he'd run around the house and he bumps the back of your leg when you're trying to get away from him. Come on, let's play. Squeak, 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 squeak. Well, Connie Chi-Chi keeps buying them. So we just keep taking them out of his mouth and setting them out of the way. Squeak, squeak, squeak. Well, see, listen. Why aren't we the same way with Christ? He's that way with us. He's constantly squeaking at you. He's always bumping you. He's always saying, I love you. I love you. I know you messed up, but it's cool. You won't mess up as many times because we're getting through all that. I love you. You'll grow up. Come on. I love you. 38 years old. You'll grow up. Come on. 52 years old. You'll grow up. I love you. 90 years old. Come on with me. Work's done. Let's go. Come on. Which is where we all want to get anyway. In Christ. In Christ. In Christ. Bill, can we run that video again? I want to show that again after I've spoke. Let's close out with that. Let's see if we can show it again. He's going, panic.
Thanks, Dad. I don't even realize it yet. But I'm learning a lot from you. Thanks for teaching me. Teaching me to be brave, even though sometimes I'm still scared. For encouraging me to pursue my dreams, even when they seem impossible. For showing me grace, even when it's easier to get mad. For showing me the world is a wonderful place, even when it's hard to understand. For showing me how to trust and be trusted. For showing me how to work hard and have fun. For setting the bar high, even though it's difficult to reach. For meeting me on my level and teaching me about your world. For showing me how to be strong, but also how to be gentle. But most of all, thank you for showing me that even if I do all these things, they'll have the most meaning if I realize my worth in Jesus. You show me that I'm your son, but above all, I'm his.
Let's stand up. Father, we thank you. Help us, Father, to get the revelation. We can't do this in ourselves. You've got to do it. You've got to draw this into us. Help us to recognize that bottom line. Help us as individuals to show people that I'm his. And we thank you for it, Father, in Jesus' name. Amen. Call you blessed. Have a good Father's Day.